Isn't it good to be here together? Wouldn't it be fun just to, with all of the friends that you've already reestablished acquaintance with, renewed friendships, just if we took the next 3 days and just sort of hung out together? Wouldn't that be a good idea? My job is to explain to you actually why we have come. And as much as it would be fun just to have a communal vacation, we have come together to do the work of the church in what I think, and I believe you join me in this, that's why you're here, in what I think is a very significant time in the life of the church. 2 years ago, about 2 years ago, the planning committee, and if you'll take your schedule, you'll see the members of the planning committee are on the back fold. The planning committee began meeting. Members of the IBOE, the regional directors, regional educational coordinators, headquarters personnel. We also relied on the resources of NTS and Mid-American Nazarene University. And for the past 2 years, we've been dreaming and planning and praying about this time. And I can't tell you how thankful I am to be here with you. We have high hopes for this time. If you'll look at the back, Dr. Lambert already mentioned what the theme of the conference is. After wrestling with all kinds of different possibilities, we have chosen this theme. And I'd like, if you would, to say these words with me, the words of the theme. We want to make sure that these words begin to sink in. Say these words with me. One Lord, one faith, one baptism, unity and diversity in our Wesleyan theological tradition. And then we have written these words to try to describe some of why we are here, what we are hoping to accomplish. These words, listen. We have gathered together these days for the purposes of worship, fellowship, and conversation about the theology and mission of the church in the Wesleyan tradition. And further, we have gathered now to also discuss how we approach, or to talk about how we approach the task of teaching Wesleyan theology in Wesleyan ways. As people of the kingdom of God, we come to this conference embracing and celebrating the diversity of voices who will gather around the conference tables, knowing that together we are one in Christ. We pray that our worship, fellowship, and conversation will be glorifying to God and will result in the strengthening and encouragement of the church. And then if you look at the bottom of that fold, and with me, let's say these words from Ephesians 4, 1 through 7. Let's say them together. I, therefore, the prisoner in the Lord, beg you to lead a life worthy of the calling to which you have been called, with all humility and gentleness, with patience, bearing with one another in love, making every effort to maintain the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. There is one body and one Spirit, just as you were called to the one hope of your calling, one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all, who is above all and through all and in all. But each of us was given grace according to the measure of Christ's gift. I hope that over these next couple of days, these next few days, that you will refer to these words, this passage, this scripture, frequently, daily, as this passage is the foundation or the center out of which all of the discussion takes place. This is our theme, and these are the purposes for which we've gathered. As we've thought about how to structure our time together, There are these three disciplines that really converge in our conference. So this is not just, as Dr. Lambert mentioned, not just a theology conference, but it's the convergence of the series of theology conferences with a series of education conferences. And so this is a conference, a global theological conversation, really looking at theology and missiology and pedagogy. The theology of the church, ecclesiology, and that's primarily our focus tomorrow on Sunday. And then on Monday, we will shift our focus, even though there's lots of overlap in all of this, of course, but Monday we will shift our focus and focus more then on the theology of mission, a Wesleyan theology of mission. And on Tuesday, we'll have more of a pedagogical emphasis as we look at how we teach Wesleyan in Wesleyan theology and through Wesleyan methodology. So that's the structure. And then the format, we've especially built the whole conference around the rhythms of community, worship, listening, and conversation. So community, all that we are doing here, even the choice of this location for our conference, is to invite us to gather into a shared life in these days. That also includes, you'll notice in the schedule, that there are unscheduled times. That there is also time given around the table for table fellowship. We want this to be a time in which we there's time for each other, time to engage in conversation, not just in the formally structured times, but also, of course, in the in-between times. In our worship, and we have five times scheduled in these 3 days to gather and worship. And it's the rhythms of worship that really are the centerpieces or the center driving force of the conference itself. And so as we gather for worship, it's coming back to the Word and coming back in prayer, coming back in worship before God that is the centerpiece of our conversation together. And then in times of listening and learning, the plenary sessions, and there are plenty of those, where the papers that you have read, those will be reviewed and there'll be responses and panel discussions. Those times then will be followed often, usually, by small group conversation. And Randy Beckham is going to come in just a minute to explain the small group structures. In all of this, we are hopeful that we have come not just to be together, as good as that is, but that we have come these days to do the work of the church and together to make a contribution in our conversation to the ongoing life of the church. God bless you.